Up, Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Podcast.
They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5. Horoscopes.
Aries.
Try your best to stick with that workout routine you started, Aries. It'll help clear your mind and give you energy to enjoy your life more.
Taurus.
It's an organizing day for you, Taurus. Not just your home, but take the day to sort out plans with family and friends as well.
Gemini.
You know how much your past affects your present, but today you'll really be thinking about it. Take the time you need for that reflection.
Cancer.
Cancer, people are going to try and test you today. Don't fall into temptation to fight fire with fire. It won't serve you well in the long run.
Leo.
It's time for you to hop back onto the social scene, and the positive energy you have right now, you'll be able to share that with your friends.
Virgo.
Making small changes to your budget can really go a long way. You'll see how your baby steps have allowed you to save more than you might have thought you could have.
Libra.
You've been butting heads with your partner, even if you are right. Is being so stubborn good for either of you? Try to be a little flexible.
Scorpio.
Conversations aren't always easy, and you might have to have a difficult heart-to-heart with someone close to you today. Chin up. You'll have the comforting energy to get through it.
Sagittarius.
Your positive strength is especially noticeable today. Go with it. This looks great on you.
Capricorn.
You've been working nonstop and focusing all your attention there, and now is your time to think about you. The work will be there when you return to it.
Aquarius.
You try your hardest to plan every little detail of your life, and that fact may be eating at you today. If you want to make a change, go with the flow. Give it a try.
Pisces.
There's always stuff to get done around the house. It's going to serve you well to take the day to do that. Once you get that done, you'll feel so much better.
There you have it. Tuesday morning in the stars, your horoscopes. If you need to check it out, it's all in the website. Go to chum1045.com and click on the Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar page.
Chum 104.5.
In the morning.
Back to the morning show.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The Duo on Chum 104.5. It is the Duo, Marilyn and Jamar. Good morning. Oh, Mike.
It's good morning.
I am telling you,
we're having some technical difficulties, including human error. Me. Just turn the mic on and off. Anyway, is it feeling like a Monday on a Tuesday? A little bit? A little bit of a slow get out of bed? Or are you feeling good?
I'm feeling good. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty up and at 'em today, except for just like my eyes are a little leaky today, you know, just the allergy things.
I know.
Yeah. It's that time of year where everyone's feeling like those different hay fever, pollen. Pollen's like the ultimate enemy for me right now.
It's off the charts, apparently.
Is it?
This year.
Oh my gosh. It's brutal. My husband has terrible allergies. Finally went to go see an allergist, and now it's getting a little bit better.
So what does he do? What does the allergist do for him?
So they did a bunch of tests, and then his breathing is actually fine. His breathing is pristine, but now he's on a hilariously named drug called Blexten.
Yeah, Blexten sounds like the kid that didn't get chosen for teams
basketball in
high school. Yeah.
Oh, I guess
I will take Blexten.
Blexten's riding the bench today. So is it working for him?
Yeah, it's improved, but it's funny. We went to Bermuda on holiday. Allergies go away. He goes to New York on business. Allergies get worse. He comes back to Toronto, and it's sort of the mid-level.
Okay.
So it is something that's out there and in the air, and I know people who suffer from allergies are really going through it this year.
Yeah, I use this stuff, this Flonase stuff.
Oh.
Works pretty well.
Yeah, that's not bad.
You know, because like I come in and like, as you could probably hear, I'm a little nasal today.
Yeah. Yeah.
This will be gone by like the next 15 minutes, just a couple squirts up my nose, okay. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Last week, I had a cold. It sounded like I had a cold. I didn't. It was the whole allergy thing.
Yeah.
I was like, this, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And I thought, everything was, anyway. And then, of course, you're walking around going, no, I don't have COVID.
Yeah.
I start telling people I have COVID now.
Oh, do you?
Just to get them away from me. Yeah. I got COVID, everybody.
Well, no one's here at work anyway, so I don't know who you're talking to. Yeah. We're the only ones that show up. Anyway, here we are on Tuesday, May 17th. I thought yesterday, what is the significance of May 16th? Completely missed two birthdays yesterday. Did you do that?
I did it all the time.
Like, I find out the day after when posts are made.
Yeah. Were they important people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stephen Sabados and Peter Papapatro.
I don't know them.
A stylist and a designer that I've known for
35 years. Oh, yes. Those are important.
Yeah, so I just sent them both belated happy birthdays.
Yeah, because if you come to work looking like the Joker or something like that, that's not going to fly.
So I sent it late in the day yesterday, and then Stephen's I found just outright at this moment. My husband is so good because it's in his calendar.
That's what you have to do.
I did, but I ignore my calendar. Obviously. Do you guys do that?
I ignore my calendar yesterday.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I had an appointment to hang out with Marilyn, and I totally blew her off.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, so I know the feeling.
Yeah, I just went, what is that? Anyway, people and their birthdays. Some people are really good with that. I'm not on Facebook.
Yeah.
And so I don't do it that way, but yeah. It's just like, anyway. So
I don't use Facebook as much anymore, and I do miss the birthday feature. I've had to switch it to my iCal and put reminders in my calendar.
That's a good idea.
So that's what you got to
do. All right.
Yep. All right. Check the calendars today.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
Yeah, really scary story. But it's really just part and parcel of what's going on in the GTA right now.
Right now. Very scary.
Mitch Marner not having the greatest week, of course, after getting eliminated. Probably just on some, free time, chilling.
I think I'll go see a movie.
Headed to the movies, right?
Yeah.
Right over there in Etobicoke at the Cineplex.
Right.
And apparently he was carjacked. What are the details around this?
The details are three guys came up. And, to his black Range Rover, there's a point to this in a second. Three suspects, two with handguns, one with a knife, and they told him to get out of the car. And they took the car. And he's okay. But, I mean, that was a quick turnaround. Can you imagine three people coming up to your car and going, get out of the car, two with handguns, one with a knife?
If you're anything like me, you think about this maybe once a week and play it out in your head. Do you ever play that scenario out in your head? Like, what would I do if this ever happened?
Yeah, I'd say, take it.
Do you imagine what you would do if this ever happened to you?
I don't think about it too much, Jamar, because it's so scary, but I'd say, take it.
Yeah, I play the scenario out of my head every now and then. Like, how would I react? What would I do? What would I say in this moment?
Right.
Luckily, it's never happened to me.
Yeah.
But good Lord. But thank goodness he's okay.
He's okay. They don't know him. They did not know him.
That's another thing. Yeah. They had no idea who he was. No.
They were only interested in the Range Rover. Caitlin's got a comment on that one, which they can sell quickly.
Yeah.
They headed out to the country. They put it on some kind of container, and it is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Luxury vehicles are being targeted in the city right now. It's funny because police in York Region, just around the time of this happening to Mitch Marner, mm-hmm. which is obviously a big story because he's a local celebrity, so now it's getting a lot of coverage. But police in York Region have released video footage of a series of what they're describing as brazen carjackings, and they're warning drivers about a spike in violent incidents that target luxury vehicles in general. So they posted this on social media, and it shows four recent carjacking incidents, and they're using different approaches. Like, sometimes the thieves just follow you right up your driveway into your own garage. Sometimes they stage a small collision involving two cars in front of you, and then when you stop and try to get out of your car to see what's going on, and they take the car. So there's a lot of stuff happening around this right now, and I have friends who've had two, similar vehicles to Mitch Marner's stolen from the front. Like, this happened to them twice with the same make of car stolen from their front driveway of their house, and they have security cameras, so they were able to see what happened. But the police, when they were following up, said, yeah, they're really targeting these cars right now.
Yeah. So it's a certain brand, or just, would you say, like, SUVs?
Yeah, just luxury vehicles in general. So you want to make sure you get the club.
Okay, so the other thing I was going to say, too, is, from my understanding, I haven't been in the Queensway Theater for a long time. That was out in broad daylight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about underground parking lots, as a woman, I get very nervous about that. Park near the park near the light. But it's just, and then also we were talking about, Jamar, air tags, how they can take an air tag and hide it in the car and follow you home and do it that way too.
Yeah. So there's all these different methods now of getting cars, which I thought was going out of style. I thought carjack or just stealing cars in general was just like a thing of the past, but no, it's actually ramping up.
So how do you play it out?
Not for the radio.
Okay. But my son said, if this ever happens, just give him the keys and walk away.
Yeah, that's the recommendation, and that's actually the best thing to do. It's at that point, it's a game of chance, and you just have to just comply, and hopefully, things go well. Oh, man.
I know. I told you guys off air, but I'll just share very, very limited details about this young lady in Toronto, in her parents' car, having a private conversation with a friend. And it's an expensive car, an SUV. And two guys came up, knocked on her window, and said, get out of the car. One with a gun, right to her neck. And they said, give us the keys, and away they went. So, I mean, it happened in her front, driveway. So.
And once again, with all the video footage that we're seeing, too.
Yeah.
I mean, some of these videos are crazy. Yeah. It looks, I mean, what people are saying, it looks like GTA, the game Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
It looks like GTA version.
Yeah. So be on alert. If you see a little fender bender happening in front of you, don't offer to get out of your car. You can obviously, you know, get safely away from the scene and then contact authorities. Just, you know, you got to be a little more skeptical of things these days.
We get this magazine and tells us where the break-ins are in North Toronto. Mm. Pay attention to all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. Be safe. And I'm so glad Mitch Marner's okay.
In the morning. Back to the morning show
with Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
So around like the fall time, we start talking about cuffing season, where people are trying to couple up and get into little pods, pairs, if you will. The opposite is happening right now. It's uncuffing season. I didn't even realize there was a name for that. Uncuffing season. Right now, the winter relationships are thawing out. And you're starting to see the real thing that's underneath the exterior of that relationship. You're going, you know what? Maybe I really don't need to be in this relationship anymore.
Yeah.
So now people are actually making the choice to be single, rolling from the spring into the soon-to-be summer.
See, everything has changed so much since we've had the pandemic and the lockdown. Now that everything is kind of loosening up a little bit, I wondered if that timing was going to change. But no, it's not. It's happening right now.
Do we know people who are unpairing, uncuffing?
I don't know. No? Not yet.
No. I do.
Yeah?
I have friends who are becoming single again.
Okay.
And I think that uncuffing season almost took a pause, like everything, during COVID, because summertime meant something very different when you couldn't really do the same things. So when you had limited options in terms of nightlife, when you weren't going to concerts and events, when you weren't traveling as often.
Right.
And so now people who kind of were in these lockdown relationships, I want to say, if it's not working out and they're starting to say, you know, I can go to Europe again. I can go travel. I can go to concerts. I can go to clubs. I can go out at night. And they want to do that, and they don't want to do that with a partner.
Yeah, so, well, they don't want to do with the person they're living with.
Yeah, so they're uncuffing.
Are they married, Caitlin?
No, I don't have... well, I have one friend who's married, but I think that separation is unrelated to the winter thaw.
That's divorce season.
Yeah, that's
when
different.
What is that?
That's a little more serious. But my friends who were in, I'd say, more casual relationships, they're ending, and it's kind of ending, I believe, in line with when you're like, oh, they want to go to patios, you want to go out, you want to have your hot girl summer.
Are they like in their 30s, 40s?
30s, all early 30s.
Early 30s.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty normal.
Yeah.
In your 60s, you're too pooped.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, whatever. Too much money to lose.
Yeah, and you know,
what we have to do.
And I'm curious to know, because I mean, I think, and now when they do the breakup, they're talking about all these perks about being single, like things they had forgotten about. Just your alone time.
Oh.
Just your alone time in your house.
I agree with that. Sure.
Because if you're a downtown dweller and you're living in an apartment or a condo and you've been, you know, with somebody in that space.
And you guys have chosen either their apartment or their apartment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And now it's a cohabitation situation.
Yes.
It's a little cramped.
Yes. And now they're like, I have the entire bed to myself. I can go out with my friends at a moment's notice. I don't have to kind of ask for permission for things anymore. I'm not getting, you know, into the nagging texts about when are you coming home. Like all that stuff is just changing. So it's interesting because I was like, yeah, no, these people were like quite relationship. They were quite cuffed for a while.
You know what? I have to tell you this. It brings me up to this story that I did with Stevie Nicks. And I said to her from Fleetwood Mac, I said, why aren't you in a relationship? She goes, because if I have one more person asking me when I'm going to be home. And I thought, okay, that's how that, you just don't want that. Yeah. I'm surrounded by people. I don't need to ask that question asked of me. Mm-hmm. So those are kind of the perks. You know, they are. Get to sleep in the middle of the bed. Mm-hmm. You can leave your socks everywhere, Jamar.
Oh, I love.
You can, you know, you can go to bed anytime you want. You can watch anything you want at any time you want to watch.
Yeah.
What is Stevie Nicks watching at home by herself?
She's probably watching, I got it.
QVC?
No, not
Knitting Channel?
No, no. She watches American Horror Story.
Oh, really? She likes
loves
that stuff?
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what she does. Well, you know what I mean? It's like, what are those little things that, you know, you either miss because you're with somebody or that you go, I can't wait. Like, I've got it back.
Yeah, I mean, it's about, you know, walking up to the fridge and just gorging yourself full of your favorite dessert.
And you don't have to even pour it into a glass.
Or you don't have to hide, right, exactly. Right? Or you don't have to hide it from your partner. That
if there's one brownie left and you know it's got your name on it,
that's your brownie.
It's still going to be there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You can have takeout for dinner 3 nights in a row and no one is judging you for not making your own salad.
Okay.
Things like that.
Guys, this sounds pretty good, but I can't go back.
I know, we're not trying to lure anyone.
I love my husband so much.
I know, I'm
so
bound by a contract.
Yeah.
But when you're in cuffing and it's casual, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
And just get out there.
And people,
you're in your 30s. What are you doing being pinned down to somebody?
And people look at breakups as being so terrible. I'm just telling you, I'm watching people uncuff, and it's not so bad.
You know, when I broke up with a couple of guys, they'd say, I'm so sorry to hear about that. I go, please don't be. I couldn't be happier. And then I lost weight, 185 pounds. It was great.
Well, okay, that was...
Got it. Yeah. It's heaviness.
What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
It's fun to think that we're heading into summer concert and tour season again. That's kind of cool. And something that Coldplay wants to implement in their concerts is trending this morning. What they want to do is implement a green tour measure that would see kinetic dance floors and stationary bikes added to their world tour, and it would encourage fans to help power the show as they dance or spin along with the music.
Wow, you'll get your spin class in.
I know. It's
okay.
I mean, it's not a bad idea. So they said that they are pledging to be as sustainable and low carbon as possible on their tours. They said they're hoping to cut their CO2 emissions by 50%. So each of these kinetic dance floors can hold, dozens of people. And the electricity is created when movement is made on them. So they have these pre-show contests that'll see which group of fans can generate the most power. And they'll, I guess, get some little sort of prizes or something like that. So they have that happening during the show. And each of the bikes, they'll have a minimum of 15, but they can scale that up depending on the venue, can generate around 200 watts of energy. And it's captured in batteries that then are used to run elements of the show.
Not only is this a good idea, but it's something that we could see, I wouldn't say in the next 10, 15 years, but like 30 years, you could see a lot of this rolling out in like office buildings all over, you know, major cities and a lot of big, you know, there's just a waste of energy. And, you know, you get people going to these gyms every day and they're on these bikes. What if we just kind of just harnessed all of the energy that we're using and put it into these batteries like they're talking about?
Exactly.
And you know, I've had classes where it's all Coldplay.
Yeah.
Why not be there?
I know. They're obviously going to do what they can to sort of hype the crowd and make this fun. And their drummer was talking to an interviewer about this and said, we're not trying to be too earnest and make this seem like this is going to be fun. Like the people who are doing it are going to have a good time. This isn't like we're forcing you into doing this. And fans have been enjoying it. The feedback has been overwhelmingly positive. So they're going to give it a shot. And a lot of these industries like touring, when you think about how many, you know, buses they need to cart all their stuff around, all the trucks, the flying that they do. Bands who are more aware of the impacts of climate change on the world moving forward are going to start to try to consider measures like this. And you're seeing even like I love F1 racing, not really a carbon neutral sport.
Right.
And so you're seeing some drivers talk about like, hey, we should like what measures can we continue to try to take to reduce our carbon footprint because we still love the sport. They love racing. But if they're inclined towards that side of things, you know, there's a long time racer called Sebastian Vettel. And he's been talking about this a lot recently. Like he's like, I really feel like I'm at odds because I love racing so much, but I'm really worried about the future of, you know, the environment. Mm-hmm. So it's cool. It's cool to see Coldplay kind of finding a fun, easy way to incorporate this into their show.
And their show is one of the cooler shows I've ever been to. Like, it's a freaking spectacle when you go to a Coldplay show.
I've loved seeing them live every single time.
I've never seen them live. My husband went to see them in Seattle. He said it was beyond. He
sensory,
have to go.
Sensory overload.
You got to go. So I'm going to go next time. Are they coming soon?
I don't know.
Will we get you in a bike? Will you be pedaling through the whole thing?
I might not go as fast as everybody else, but I'll keep at a constant pace.
You can donate a couple kilowatts. It's all good.
There's a couple of pounds, a couple of calories.
Yeah, you know.
Sure.
Kilowatts and calories. That's the name of the tour.
Yeah.
The Kilowatts and Calories Tour from Coldplay.
that's great.
That's it.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Good morning.
The Chum Morning Show.
Good morning.
Take us anywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
We found a list of things, unwritten rules among groups of men. And I wonder, my female friends in the room, You've read a couple of them. Do these make sense to you? Or did you even know these things existed?
Some of them I feel like I've heard people joke about.
Yeah.
And other ones, Marilyn and I were like, let's get Jamar's thought on these.
This stuff is bang on.
It started on Reddit, and so it is crowdsourced amongst Reddit users, but they seem pretty accurate.
Let me read them, and you tell me. You comment on them.
Sure,
okay,
sure,
Jamar?
Sure.
Nod down when you greet somebody. Nod up when it's someone you know.
This is so automatic. And it's not until it was pointed out to me that I realized that it was a thing. When guys see each other in the street or, you know, for me, one of my favorite places to go, you know, to just be amongst the guys is the barbershop.
Yes.
Walk into a barbershop and you see your barber, you see the people waiting. This is a thing. When you greet someone, you nod down like, hey, what's up? Like that. But when you know somebody, like when you want to give them the extra, hey, what's up, bro? Like, it's a nod up. It's hey, what up, Holmes? Like, what's up? Like, you give a nod up. It's a thing. It's a body language thing.
It is.
But guys do this all the time.
If a guy buys you a drink, Jamar,
yeah,
you don't pay it back. You buy the next round.
100%. It would look so tacky if you're at a bar or a club with somebody, and one of your boys buys you a drink, a cocktail, or whatever, and then you take out some money, give it to him. It would, like, I don't think I've ever done that before. It's not pay you back. It's buy you back.
That's what I was just going to say, Marilyn.
I wish women would pick that up.
Women don't do that?
Women everywhere, if you're still not doing this, please listen. Start doing it.
What do women do?
My dear sweet girlfriends will like start pulling out a 10.
No.
No, girl, just get me the next round.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Or you get this. Oh, you pay for everything all the time. I go, I don't have to. Why don't you get this round?
Guys don't even have to discuss this. Like,
I love it.
One guy buys a round. The next guy, at times we might even like fight to be, no, I got the next one. This is on me. Yes. It's like a good thing.
You know what I've seen happen when a beer arrives at someone in front of a guy?
Yeah.
They go, guys, I'm getting the next one. Done. That is already done. Not, are you sure? Are you, because that's what women do.
It's a sense of pride for guys, you know, to know that, you know, you could treat your boys your man's in the eye and be like, yeah, I got you guys. Like,
Shamar, my point is when they make the statement, you make the statement after your friend buys you a beer, I'll get the next round. There is no negotiating. There's no whining. There's no, really?
Nope, none of that.
Now I'm getting the next round. Mm. Okay, next up.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
What's the next rule?
Beer, pizza, and barbecue is acceptable payment for another man.
Yes, if you're helping somebody out, bringing over a 2-4 or a whole pizza or just some barbecue, that's definitely acceptable payment.
These are men are sharing unwritten man rules. Here's another one. Don't use the urinal next to an occupied one.
This one you learn very early on at a ball game. If you go to like a baseball game or a football game, you'll see that, or even if you go to a club, you'll see that men will start staggering the urinals.
Oh, were they? Okay.
And then you only use the urinal next to another guy if it's the last resort.
Some of them are so close, aren't they?
Yeah, because what you don't want is a pee-pee peeper. Like, why are you peeping at my pee-pee? Like, leave me alone.
No.
All right.
I'm glad I'm not a guy just for that. although it comes in handy on road trips, I'm just saying.
Sure.
Don't roast a man in front of their kid. Well, never, ever do that.
Yeah, this would be an ultimate, like, jerk move.
Now, listen, you know how sometimes sibs will do this to you or other buddies will, like, oh, your dad, da-da-da-da. Even if they're joking around, it's not good.
Mm-mm.
I don't like it.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you know, being around your kid is a sense of pride.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to be demasculated in front of their child.
That's the word.
That would be grounds for, hey, we can't roll anymore. You can't be my friend anymore. That would be grounds for complete dissociation with somebody.
And little kids lack the context for adult humor for a while.
Yeah.
Then they'll get it. They catch up. But initially, you think that you're being funny and you're just making the kid uncomfortable. They don't really know what this is. So it's like not the time for a roast.
Don't start drama. If drama begins, take the steps to de-escalate.
Yeah, guys don't tend to like a drama queen in our circle. Like, we don't need that. We leave that for, you know, our relationships.
Here's the next one.
Yeah.
This is very important. If he's flirting, this is Jamar, if he's flirting with her, him, or they, don't interrupt.
Yep. Let the player do their thing. You know, don't hate the player. Like, don't hate on it. Don't blank block. Don't do any of that.
Not even rib him when he comes back to the park.
If someone is in progress, you got to let them do their thing.
Yeah.
Flirting is now in progress.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Again, these are really unwritten man rules. And if you've got any, let us know. When your friend's crush is around, he is the funniest in the group.
Let me paint the picture for you.
Okay.
Can you imagine if your crush came around and then one of your girls started trying to, like, eclipse them by being funnier and more bright and more attractive, or even, you know, kind of radiant? That would be the ultimate disrespect move in a friend group.
Marilyn and I are looking at each other knowingly because there's always 2 to 3 in the group that love to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. Versus the unwritten rule of, like, no one should do it. There's a couple that really step up to the plate in those moments.
If there's a guy in your group that does that, he is not your friend. That is not your boy.
Not your friend,
can you imagine? Like, your crush comes around and then he's over here posturing to be the bigger catch in the situation. Nah.
And you know what? It's just such a glaring mistake.
Yeah.
Like, we sit back and we think, we know what you're doing. So there are more we know. We want to hear what they are.
Yeah. I also want to hear what are the unwritten woman rules.
No. It's all men today. you know why? Because we give you stuff every day. When this came up, Caitlin and I went, no, he's got to give more information. You're always asking. You're always commenting. But you're not giving.
But these are all facts. The ones we just went through.
I love them.
Those are all 100% true.
Yep. And I might have to adopt some of these. These are good.
Wake up. Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wake up.
On Jum.
You guys are like bolts. I wanted more rules from guys, unwritten rules, but no one's really texting us. But women are, like this one. What's this one?
We got a text that said, I have a ladies one to share.
Okay.
Don't ever date your girlfriend's ex-boyfriend. No.
No. You don't ever date. No.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll share another. Yeah, that is probably the subject of so many female conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hooking up with euphoria. Right.
I know. This is the thing.
This is
a huge
thing.
Snipe someone's ex. You have to have a very clear conversation. And even then, I think you look sketchy. It's just not great.
So, I won't watch Euphoria now because I know what happened. Just kidding. So how does that apply to men?
This,
because I agree with that one. But
dating your friend's ex
is not cool.
It depends on the nature of the relationship.
Okay.
If your guy was with a girl who, let's say the relationship wasn't serious, it was just kind of like a little thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You would probably, if you found out that your friend was dating this person or someone in your circle was dating a person, you'd probably act like you didn't know.
Mm.
Because what you don't want to be is perceived as caring. You don't want to be perceived as...
So it's just...
Yeah.
Off your back.
You know, you try to, even though inside you know, you got feelings about it. You know, you'd probably, you know, pull that back a little bit.
Does that change
if it was a serious person?
Yeah, it would look pretty snaky.
Okay. If it was a person you were in a very serious relationship, that is grounds for super conflict in the group.
I've seen the pretending not to care that a ex fling is now getting into relationship territory with a buddy.
Yeah, because what happens is when you're in a fling with somebody, you pretend around your guys that you don't even, it's nothing serious, right?
Yeah.
So what you don't want to do is act like it's serious after she's gone on to somebody else.
Well, and I've seen guy friends will act like this isn't like relationship material.
Right.
But
then someone takes it.
Then someone
takes it and runs with it.
Decides it is.
Right.
And then they're like, no, bro, it's all good. And then they're like crying into their beer to you. And you're like the female friend being like, why'd you do that?
100%.
Why'd you pretend this was just a hookup? You did like her.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of mental games we play with ourselves.
Wow, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least we got some unwritten rules, and we can use that in our arsenal there, Caitlin. Because especially when it comes to who's paying for the next round, we know how to handle that from moving forward.
We're stealing that. Ladies,
Taking it.
All right, hopefully you can implement it this weekend.
Now, back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
If you think from back in the day to now, one of the things that have changed road trips the most is the tech, really. I mean, yeah. In the car itself, there's so many different gadgets and technological innovations that help make the road trip a little more fun, more manageable, even a little easier. Let's talk about the apps that you can put on your phone or maybe on your tablet or whatever to make your road trip a little easier. On the phone right now, we have Amber Mack. Amber McCarthy, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, Thanks for
hanging out with us again. Good to hear your voice again. So let's talk road trips.
Yeah. Okay. So you've got five of them that you want to share with us today. And one of the ones that you added had something to do about gas.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Marilyn. So first up, I wanted to talk about Road Tripper. So this is an app that will help you plan your road trip so that you can decide, you know, point A to B to C. And what's cool about this is you can find points of interest along the way. But you're exactly right. You also need the Gas Buddy app, and this will help you to find the cheapest places where you can get gas, which I think everybody wants right now.
I used to have Gas Buddy, so that it now still gives the best gas price, even though with all the spikes and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. It sure does. I mean, you may have to search a little bit, but I think for the average person, you know, even just saving a little bit will help them in the long run. So it's just one of those useful apps to have on your phone, and it's one of the most downloaded apps in the world.
Back to Road Trippers for just one moment. The thing that really came to mind when you were describing that, you go to local diners to quirky roadside attractions, because that's what it's all about, right?
Those really are fun. Yeah, they're so fun. I mean, you can use the Maps app on your phone, but what's cool about Road Trippers is that it will help you find those little kind of off-road adventures that you may want to go on. So I love this idea that it's focused on attractions, points of interest, and it allows you to map out your trip in a way where you'll be able to discover things that you typically wouldn't be able to find.
Right on. What's Turo all about? T-U-R-O.
Yeah, this is a pretty new one, and I've used this a few times. So if you want to go on a road trip, and maybe you don't have a car, or maybe you don't want to take your car, this allows you to get your dream car for a road trip. So basically, it's a car-sharing marketplace. The idea is that you are essentially renting other people's cars. And so this means if you want a Jeep or a convertible, whatever you want for your road trip, you're able to find it on Turo. So keeps it affordable, but again, allows you to have a little bit of fun on your adventure.
If you're going to L.A., you could have a convertible.
Think Airbnb for cars.
I like it. That's
very
a
cool.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Pack Point, love packing. No, I don't. It's the worst thing. But but this will assist you.
Yeah, I love this. So this kind of automates packing for you. So the idea is that within PackPoint, you say where you're going, how long you're going for, actually pulls in weather reports, guys, which is so cool. So that basically it will detect what the weather is going to be like and suggest what you should pack and create a list automatically that you just need to check off. And if you say you want to run on your trip or walk and all of those activities you want to do, it will start to add things that you will need on that trip.
Wow, that's cool. Here's one of my favorites, Jamar. It's called Flush. The app is called Flush.
Okay, Flush. I guess it's implicit on what this one does, but do explain.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So this is a good one because, you know, on road trips, we all want to be able to go to the nearest washroom. And, you know, we used to not be able to find that washroom, but now with Flush, the app, you're able to find a public restroom nearby that has ratings. There are more than 100,000 public restrooms around the world within this app. Super, super easy to use and allows you to avoid those, you know, uncomfortable fights on your road trip.
Oh, yeah. And there's so many of them. That's my biggest fear on road trips, not running out of gas.
Is there a Flush Gold that allows you, you know, the cleanest, the cleanest restroom on the trip?
I mean, you can get the ratings, but you're absolutely right. I mean, this is kind of like a necessity on your phone, I think, for everybody.
Yeah.
I think all the time, yeah.
I'm glad you listed this next one because it's one I use all the time. And I think more people should get on this. Tell everyone about Hotel Tonight.
Yeah, this is a fun one. It's been around for a bit. So it lets you get last-minute deals on really nice hotels that have great ratings. So if you're on the road and maybe you don't know where you're going to stop, you could actually use the app once you're pulled over, and you could find a hotel in your destination city. And what they're doing is they're basically offloading any inventory that they have that night. So you're getting a better deal. And the app, as you know, if you use it, is just a beautifully designed app. So it makes it really simple.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It looks like a premium app. You look like you're getting ready to book a 5-star.
Okay.
And sometimes they actually do have 5 stars on Hotel Tonight.
Because they've got that extra inventory and you get the benefit of getting the big discount.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
great.
I think the key to Hotel Tonight is booking day before or even day of if you are adventurous and if you're inclined to do so. Yeah, that's the way you'd work.
Amber McCarthy, great apps for us, especially if we're traveling and getting us ready for the long weekend.
Yeah, and it was great chatting with you guys. Hopefully people can use them and use them safely while you're pulled over.
Okay, thank
sweet,
you so
sweet,
much.
Sweet. Maybe we'll tweet those apps for you so you could take a look at them from at Chum1045.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know, let me know.
A story that captivated the internet last week is trending again this week. This is centered around Darren Harrison, that 39-year-old passenger who made headlines because he safely landed the plane that he was the only passenger on. Do you guys remember this story?
Yeah.
This is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So he's speaking out about the ordeal. He's talking to the Today Show's Savannah Guthrie. So in a recap, he's flying on a single-engine Cessna plane from the Bahamas, where he had been on a fishing trip, back to his home in Florida. The pilot experiences a medical emergency, and he is left, again, no flying experience, to land the plane. And the only other passenger on board was the pilot's friend. So here is a portion of his interview that is, I mean, people can't get enough of this guy. And he's talking about some of the scariest moments on the flight and what this was like for him and what was going through his head.
My nightmare has always been when I go on flights like this. What happens if something health-wise happens to the pilot? What's going to happen? I saw he kind of did a move like this and said, guys, I got to tell you, I don't feel good. And I said, what's wrong? And he said, I got a headache and I'm fuzzy and I just don't feel right. And I said, what do we need to do? And at that point, he didn't respond at all. He was already done. All I saw when I came up to the front was water out the right window, and I knew it was coming quick. And at that point, I knew if I didn't react, that we would die. And so I reached over his body, and I grabbed the controls of the airplane and slowly started to pull back on the stick and turn.
How did you know how to do that?
Common sense, I guess, being on airplanes, because I knew if I went up and yanked that the airplane would stall. And I also knew at the rate we were going, we were probably going way too fast, and it would rip the wings off the airplane. All my GPSs have gone out. I have no idea where I am. And they said, can you drop to 5,000 and maintain? And I said, I can try. I can work on it, but I'm still trying to figure this thing out.
You didn't have any shoes on.
Nope, I was barefoot. My shoes were in the back.
He's barefoot on top of everything else.
That's great.
As if the story wasn't wild enough, the revelation that he was barefoot while he was in this situation is just something else.
Yeah, this completely took him by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
This is another one of those scenarios that I played through my head. Like, how would I do that? Like, first one was carjacking. Could I get through a carjacking?
Yeah.
The other one is, could I land a plane?
Yeah. And maybe you could.
I hope. I hope I could.
He was so stoic and so focused on this whole getting the plane on the ground, because, you know, his wife is pregnant. He wants to be around for that. That it didn't hit him until after he got out of the plane. Like, you know, you're on the ground and all of a sudden everything changed for him.
Mm-hmm.
That person that was up there that was so focused became like, not a blithering idiot, but just like, oh my God, what did I just do? Isn't that fascinating?
It is. I wish there was a place somewhere like driving distance where we could go and see. Like, just throw
how
you in
far
a flight.
Can you go?
Yeah, they throw you in a flight simulator and be like, all right, it's yours now. Your controls, and see if you could actually do it.
So when we
I think everyone should do that.
When we talked about this.
Not everyone.
I mean, I don't want to do that. When we talked.
You don't want to see if you can fly on the plane?
No, I do not want to see if I can
with
land
no
a plane.
Repercussions. You wouldn't die at the end of it. You just walk out and be like, oh, flight I just killed us. Like, you know, like.
I would say this is not. So he's a frequent flyer on these small aircrafts because he does a lot of these fishing trips.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think if I was frequently in small aircrafts, yeah, maybe I'd want to plan for that.
Yeah.
Just statistically speaking, I would realize the odds are greater of something happening like this and me being in that same situation.
I'm with you on that.
Caitlin, today, that's just raising my anxiety level for no reason. Like, I just do not need to imagine that.
You wouldn't jump in a simulator to see how you do?
Oh, I guess I would.
Yeah, live a little.
I lived a lot.
Live a little.
I lived a lot longer than you.
Live a little by
and
seeing how much.
There's a reason why I've lived this long.
Well, I
don't mind that. I don't mind that as long as I know I get out of it.
Yeah, at the end of it, you hop out and you're like, all right, well, I stunk at that.
I'm pretty good at the arcade.
This is what I'm saying. Like
pretty good.
When we talked about this last week in the show when the incident first happened, we had a few people write in because we said, hey, if you have any experience on small aircrafts or if you're a flight instructor, because a flight instructor on the ground was the one who kind of walked him through landing the flight.
Yeah.
They said, families wrote in and said, we're pilots in our family. We've flown Cessnas before. And this actually wouldn't be impossible to land this plane.
Yeah.
If you were close enough to Florida, which he was, you know, you could kind of get it done. And so they said with the right instruction, like kind of like anything is possible.
This is what I'm saying.
But I do think that this guy does not have a freak out bone in his body. And for lack of a better word, I'm not trying to make a dad joke here, but it was interesting to see him almost like he learned in real time and he's reliving it in the interview. Like his autopilot's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool. He's a, and also I was saying to our producer Ruby, who's in this morning, as you're watching this, and I've seen the comment section on under the videos and on tweets say the same thing. As you're watching this guy, when someone just seems so cool and capable and collected and whatever, you're watching it, and I'm like, is he getting more handsome as he talks?
He's so confident.
Landed a plane. Yeah, Ruby and I are like, what's going on with Darren here?
Darren's got a white T-shirt on, shorts and flip flops, talking to Savannah. I think she was starting to fall in love with him.
1,000%.
She was starting to, ready? Watch me, Jamar. Oh, so how did you do that?
Savannah,
get a hold of yourself, mother of two.
Wake up, Toronto.
Wake up, baby.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I wake up early every morning.
Wake up. On Chum.
A car is never the same after a car accident. Even once they rebuild it after you do collision, never the same. They should just total them all, write it all off after an accident.
Well, you know, you've been in one.
A couple.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress.
I know. I'm glad he's okay. That was very empathetic of you to ask. Then you got a little too close about, was it your fault? I thought, here's the kind and generous and empathetic to why they went, was it your fault? I went, no, don't ask him that.
Empathy is a side dish for me. The main course is truth.
Okay, all right.
That's what I like. Hey, you know what's really going on in the workplace these days? They're talking about mental health. Mental health is, you know, I don't want to say a buzzword, but it's been the theme of the last couple of years because of the pandemic. And now,
prior to the pandemic.
Yeah, prior to the pandemic. Yeah. The pandemic really heightened people talking about mental health.
Yeah.
Now at the workplace, people are saying, rather than vacation days, I actually need mental health days. Just think about that if your place of work offered that. A day or two or three or a week that you could take just to say, I don't even want to go anywhere. I don't want to spend any money. I don't want to go on a vacation. I just need a couple of days to decompress and get my mind back in a good place so I can come back to the workplace and do good work.
Mm-hmm.
How many people listening would actually be in favor of that? A mental health, I don't want to call it vacation because vacation kind of cheapens what it is. What would you call it? Mental health time off? What would be the technical term for this?
I don't know. Here's the problem I have with it is, and I want people to be really well with themselves. But when you do something like that, you put pressure on other people who work with you to work harder. Do you see what I mean? So do they equally get a break that you need? That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. According to the survey, 70% of workers want mental health days in addition to sick days and vacation days. This is an additional... I mean, that's crazy. I don't say it's crazy, but it's wild because so many people don't have that many days to take.
Yeah,
so now you get more days.
Well, I think they started running the numbers, too, and they were saying a certain percentage of sick days are mental health days anyways. People are saying they're calling in sick, but really they're worn out. You know, really
burnt out.
There's stuff happening. So they're like, any way you slice it, people are taking the time anyways because the drain on their mental health and their mental health suffering is resulting in them not feeling 100% anyways. So why not just appropriately code and name these things for HR purposes? Also appeal to candidates who might value this. Because if you're talking about how hard it is to retain employees, to find qualified employees, is this one of those perks that would lure you to an office place?
So somebody just texted in that their place of work calls them personal wellness days. They get three of them a year. Personal wellness days.
I like that, how they call that.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Another texter says their jobs labels them as you deserve it days.
Oh.
You deserve it days.
That's right.
YDI days. You deserve it. I'm trying to figure out how to...
But you don't plan to take those days necessarily. Sometimes they'll come up when you are not expecting them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's when I want the employer to understand that you have them. If you don't use them, you don't use them.
Mm-hmm.
If you use them and you plan... I don't know why. It depends on what you're doing to plan it. How much explaining do you have to do to your employer? But the other thing is, if you are needing it, it comes out from nowhere, guys.
Let me run back what you just said a second ago.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to explain it. You shouldn't have to explain it. If you need one of these days, you should not have to endure the, oh, well, I'm going through a thing. Like, you should be like, hey, I need this day. I'm taking it tomorrow. And they'd be like, all right, cool. Because that's part of the stress, too. A lot of people don't want to take these personal days or even take vacation because they feel like they have to explain to their boss.
Yeah.
And, you know, the explainy feeling like you're not worthy of it.
I would want to know because I would want to be that manager that say, okay, you take it. If you need anything from us, let us know. That's why I would say, you don't have to say the details of it as long as you're safe. But I think we have to know a little bit about that.
I'd hope it's okay for me to just give a call like, hey, I'm taking that bum, bum, bum day right there. That's the one I'm taking. Okay, cool. No explanation. And I could go do what I got to do and be able to. I think both are good. I think both
people will take advantage of that.
That's fine.
I don't think it's fine. I think because when you take time off and it's a surprise to everybody, it puts everybody... puts more work on other people.
I think in the workplace we have to answer to people so much that this measure is one more thing that you may not have to want to have to answer to somebody about. That's what I'm saying.
I think they were also they crunched the numbers and were like, people are taking them anyways. Whatever they're calling them, you know, why not label it this, which is what it is, and then maybe appeal to people who value this in the workplace and keep yourself as a competitive employer because, you know, it's just one of those things where you guys know this. Workplaces develop a reputation no matter what. Every city is smaller than you think, and it winds up being shared where you're like, if you talk to people and you're like, hey, what's it like there? What's it like here? And you get the sense that, well, people come in at 8 a.m. and they leave at 7 p.m. and burnout culture is prevalent. Or if you become the workplace that's known for, well, we have this and we have that, and it's things that people value, you might retain and attract more desirable employees.
I get you. Your earnesty is there. I see people taking advantage of the system, and that's where I draw the line.
Well,
I'm from a different school of thought. I think it's important to have those days. I think you should share that with the people that employ you, and what you do with it is should be something that, and I hate to use the word should, but you know, it should be explained to a point. Yes.
I'm sure it's a
corporate world we live in.
Yeah, nothing like
I don't want to lose money.
Nothing like a little rigidity to create comfort.
Well, no, I'm telling you, that's just the way the world works. And people work around those loopholes. So I'm all for it. But, you know, they've employed you, so they kind of need to know what you need. So they don't get in kind of a legal situation.
Maybe need like a tracking,
situation.
Like a little tracker. It's like.
You call the boss up and say, listen, I'm really not feeling great today. And I need I'll let you know if I need some assistance. That's just enough information. But you saying, I've got to take tomorrow off. I don't think that's enough information. Sorry, Jamar. Doesn't work for me.
I don't work for you. That's right.
You work with me.
Right. I don't work for you.
Team player.
That's
you work with me.
I do work with you.
Yeah. There you go. Different ways of thinking.
100%.
Yeah.
What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know.
You probably remember the launch of none other than Tim Biebs.
Now all we need is a name. Timbits by Justin Bieber.
Mm.
No. Justin Bieber's Timbits.
I got it. Tim Biebs.
Perfect.
Yeah, Tim Biebs, they're coming back. So it'll be the original flavors of the Tim Biebs that were launched last time. This happened last year, of course. And then also there's going to be a new French vanilla flavored cold brew.
That's cool.
Try saying that 10 times fast.
French.
See? I'm telling you.
You guys need some Tim Biebs.
French vanilla flavored cold brew.
Yes.
See, French vanilla is so much better than vanilla.
I don't know why.
It's like ice cream,
like
right?
Richer.
It's richer. I don't know.
Sometimes you see a little flick of vanilla beans and you're like, that's the luxury stuff.
That is optics, right?
Yeah,
on.
You're right. So it's going to be released, the cold brew and then the Biebs, the Tim Biebs are going to be released next month. And there's going to be a ton of different merch coming out. I mean, the merch sold out last time just as quickly as I think the Biebs did.
Didn't you say
Tim Biebs.
Tim Hortons?
Yeah.
Like, seriously?
I know. I think...
pretty cool.
I feel like this was responsible for a massive, like, boost of growth for Tim Hortons at a time when a lot of food companies were kind of struggling. You know, it was the pandemic. People weren't necessarily getting up and getting their coffees in the same way. Everyone's routines had been disrupted. And this was a huge, huge hit. Stroke of marketing genius. And so it's coming back. And I'll tell you, it's trending because people are really, really thrilled. And they really, really like it. Also trending this morning, I liked Jamar's take on this earlier. Kim Kardashian is the new Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model. And it's nice for us because...
Surprise?
Yeah, because I finally get to see Kim Kardashian in a swimsuit.
Exactly.
So of course, a stretch. Yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean, it's a very prestigious, publication, and that position on the, on the magazine is one that's, timeless, right?
For sure. She's very excited about it. Mm-hmm. She's posting all the photos on Instagram. But there's also, how they always have, they have the cover model, kind of like the main one.
Right.
But then they have other cover models as well. And so the other ones are singer Sierra, a Japanese-Dutch singer and model named Yumi Nu. And then Elon Musk's 74-year-old mother, Mae Musk, is on the cover. And she looks lovely.
What's her deal?
She's a former model.
She's a former model. She's from Canada. She is eloquent. She is Elon's mom.
Yeah.
She's just stunning. She is just, I've interviewed her once, Jamar, and she was just pretty cool. And I said, when did you know Elon had something? She said when he was 3.
Oh, okay. Wasted no time.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this cover. This is good.
Yeah, it's a great cover.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. I also want to say, related to Elon Musk, you know how before we were talking about, is he going to buy Twitter? Is he not going to buy Twitter? So Elon Musk is now saying definitively that the deal he made to purchase Twitter, quote, cannot move forward unless the CEO provides evidence that less than 5% of Twitter accounts are fake or spam, which seems like something you'd establish if it was important to you before agreeing to a $44 billion deal, which also seems like the kind of thing that anyone who's ever used Twitter, which Elon Musk has, knows is probably not the case. Because he said he wanted to get in there, I'm going to solve the bot problem.
Yeah.
And then you're like, but the bot problem's a disqualifier all of a sudden? So something stinks here to economists. They don't think this is like all necessarily above board. It looks like it's him attempting to get out of the deal. And there's a $1 billion penalty in place for breaking the deal. Now, he might try to use this as just cause to get out of it. Will that hold up in court? Remains to be seen. Either way, $1 billion will be a bargain basement price to pay if it gets you out of a $44 billion situation that you can't afford, because Tesla stocks have been a mess kind of ever since this whole thing broke, again, along with other tech stocks, but still.
I guess he can. But that's so much money. And how does he sleep at night? Like, just no flop sweats.
I guess on a bed of his existing money.
Yeah, good. That's a hard mattress.
Here's the question.
What's that?
When you're that rich, what do you get your mom for Mother's Day?
The Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover?
It's got to be something really good.
Maybe.
Like, can't be edible arrangements, right? That's a Jamar special. The richest man out of her. You're getting your mom like, hey, I bought you New Zealand.
Okay. Chum 104.5. The morning. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Toronto's morning show.
Tuesday. What are the plans for the rest of the day today, folks?
Would you consider planning and celebrating Pinot Grigio Day? Because that's what today is.
Today is Pinot Grigio Day.
Yes,
it's the first time I've ever heard that.
It didn't even land on a Friday or Saturday. But anyway, that's what today is. Should you decide to celebrate?
Okay.
I got a big workout this afternoon at 2:00.
Okay, maybe a little Pinot after the pump.
Just say good for you, Marilyn. Now let's just take all those calories you burnt and add them back into your body.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what's a plan for.
That's what wine is for.
Yeah.
I kind of have a pizza craving, Jamar.
So let's call it. Where is it going
to
be?
So what's happened is I had sent you that link to Badiali's. They had like that flavor of the week.
Yeah, they did like the asparagus the other day.
It was, oh my gosh, Marilyn, this pizza. It was a white pizza and it was their take on cacio e pepe, but it had local Ontario asparagus on it. I don't know if it's still available, but
white
it is
asparagus? Like
No. White pizza meaning there's no tomato sauce.
There's no tomato. Okay.
But it was just like regular asparagus and it's been haunting my dreams. And I now, as a result, it's in my head and I need to have it. So we'll see. Maybe I won't be able to go that far west to get pizza, but pizza probably is happening.
You know what? I probably can't partake with you today.
Why?
Because I went yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Well, why can't you today?
Save me a slice.
That would not be cool. Like, pizza, like, and tomorrow's Thursday, so I'll probably get tomorrow. So
what's today?
Wednesday, excuse me.
See?
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Wednesday, then the next day is Thursday. Yeah, I don't want to have pizza 3 days
in a row. I'm learning something.
So I got to tone it
down. Are you going to have a hot dog? What are you going to have instead? I had a hot dog yesterday. It was delicious.
And what happened to your ankles?
I can't see them.
Wait, what happened?
Sodium.
Yeah.
Can't get my wedding ring off to wash my face. God.
Is that a thing?
Oh, sodium just will inflame you like crazy. Mm-hmm. But I don't care because I had the best hot dog yesterday.
Okay.
Every once in a while. See, I don't have to go every other day because then I would be like the Michelin man.
Yeah. Geez, a hot dog turns someone to an inflatable.
It can. It does that. It's like when you're on a flight.
Yes.
And you can't see your knees.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what happens. Mm-hmm. It'll happen eventually. But I think of pizza every day. Pizza is one of the most nutritious things that you can have.
I like your spin on that.
It's true.
I'm with it. I'm not even going to debate it. I like
just
it.
Just have it. Celebrate.
Sure. This is how you know it's the end of the show because we're all thinking about food because we're hungry.
I'm working out and you guys are talking about food. Okay, fine.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.